Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights. That's SSH version 04.19.2024. That's April 19th of 2024. You can see here we've got 53 new or updated applications in today's episode. That's down from 100 last week. There's 11 compatibility updates, 1 fix, 13 highlights, 13 minor updates, 10 new releases, and 5 release notes fails. Let's jump right into the episode, take a look at those compatibility updates. I'm going to read them off here to you. We have, now it's compatible, I think all of these were Washington, D.C., compatible with that version. Yeah, I didn't see anything older than that. We've got BlueVoyant integration with Security Incident, BT Digital Services IM and SRM, Delinea Privilege Manager, Doc Integrator, Ingram Micro IT Asset Disposition, Kyndryl Catalog Process Engine, Kyndryl integration for Ansible, License M8, Nucation, Performance Guard Incident Management Connector, and Service Connector. All had compatibility updates, just like I said earlier. There was one fix from Adobe Systems. It's Adobe Acrobat Sign, had a small little fix. And we have 13 minor updates. So let's take a look at those real quick. Aqua Security Platform integration with Vulnerability Response Containers. CrowdStrike Falcon Endpoint for Security Operations. CSM Configurable Workspace. CyberArk Secure Cloud Access On-Demand Workflow. FMN Core, FMN INC, and FMN SCM. Those are all from Swisscom Schweitz AG. Juniper Mist Automated Provisioning, Service Graph Connector for CrowdStrike, Service Graph Connector for Tenable for Assets, and Tier 44 EM/8QS, and two more there at the bottom. Vulnerability Response Patch Orchestration with Tanium and ZeroFox. All were minor updates. That's just like not enough to like put it in the highlights. Then there were 5 release notes fails. If you haven't seen the show before, release note fail, all that means is there were no release notes, or there were repeated release notes, or there was a paywall behind or in front of the release notes, and I can't tell you what's new or what was updated for these applications. And they are CSM and FSM Configurable Workspace Foundation, CSM and FSM Configurable Workspace Integrations, CSM Configurable Workspace Lookup and Verify, Data Content Manager, and Service Graph Connector for OT Base. All were release notes fails. Which brings us to the exciting stuff. We had 10 new releases in this episode. Let's take a look at the first one. It's Deloitte Legal Service Delivery Jumpstart, a tailored implementation that focuses on the business stakeholder journey to set customers up for success. Key features, I'm going to read the underlined part here. Quick and flexible implementation, leading practices for accelerated success, and change management were the key features for this one. There is no screenshot, so we'll move on to our next new release, which is going to be DevoTeam Quick Start WSD. Optimize workspace management and enhance occupant engagement. Key features on the functional side: Employee Center Pro, Workplace Case Management, Workplace Reservation Management, Workplace Space Management, Workplace Visitor Management, which is like a lot of the features that are in WSD. Technical features, now mobile, notifications, and surveys. So I guess it's just a quick start for WSD. Looks like a swift 12 to 16 week rollout for ServiceNow's workplace service delivery. And that's from the team at DevoTeam SA. No screenshots here, so moving on to the next one, which is gonna be Insight Service Connector. Leverage a single plugin containing multiple integration options. Key features, standard solution for handling core/foundation data. And that core/foundation data is CMDB, asset, and knowledge, and a standard solution for bidirectional incident integration. For this new application from the team at Insight Direct USA Inc. No screenshots there, so moving on to our fourth new release, Requirements Builder Core. Streamlined requirement gathering with automated story generation and configuration. Well, this is interesting. I didn't look at this before I recorded the episode. I work for a partner, so this is actually pretty interesting. It's an Innovation Lab application, so that means it's not available on any production instance, and it's unsupported, does not carry any warranties, but still interesting nonetheless. Key features here: organize requirements with maturity-based deployment types, capture requirements on platform using guided forms, create requirement records for review, generate agile development stories for configuration, automatically create and update records for configuration, and report on the progress of deployments and requirements gathering. This is new from ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. No screenshots. So moving on to the next one, which is going to be kind of similar, I think. Requirements Builder for HR Service Delivery. Streamlined HR SD requirement gathering with automated story generation and core configuration. Again, it's from the Innovation Lab, so can't put it in production, not supported by ServiceNow, and does not carry any warranties. But let's take a look. I think it's just a repeat of the release of the key features we just saw with the previous app. Organize requirements with maturity-based deployment types, capture requirements on platform using guided forms, create requirement records for review, generate agile development stories for configuration, automatically create and update records for configuration, and report on the progress of deployments and requirement gathering. And it requires Requirement Builder Core, and of course HR Core, or SN underscore HR Core. But no screenshots here, so moving on to the next one is going to be Smart Connector for Genesys. Genesys Cloud Integration for ServiceNow. Key features: handling any Genesys interactions in ServiceNow, click to call, screen pop on any ServiceNow entity, interaction history, Genesys recording / transcript in ServiceNow, joint report enablement, external task routing, and external chat routing. Are the key features. We do have our first application with screenshots. This looks to be a dashboard showing a CTI soft phone pop-up in the bottom right-hand corner. Next screenshot is the Service Operations Workspace, the old Service Operations Workspace, at least it looks like the old one, also with the screen pop for CTI. I think that's computer telephony integration. That's what CTI stands for. Next screenshot is Service Operations Workspace with an in-progress call inbound, so a call actually happening, and it's on the overview screen. This might not be the old workspace. It's just like it's Service Operations Workspace with the old skin, it looks like, for the old agent workspace. Next one is a video, so we're not going to click on that. Second one is a video, and then we're back to the dashboard for this new application from Softphone International LTD. Next new application is going to be Sonatype Application Vulnerability Response ServiceNow Integration. Sonatype and ServiceNow Unified DevOps, Security, and IT is what the tagline says there. Key features: import Sonatype vulnerability information about your organizations and applications into Application Vulnerability Response, the application within ServiceNow. We do have screenshots for this one. First up is going to be another dashboard with AVIs by severity and AVIs by risk rating on the left and the right. Next screenshot is still the dashboard showing a report of top vulnerabilities and also some more top vulnerabilities in a pivot table view. And we're back to the original screenshot, which was some pie charts. And that's what's new from the team at Sonatype Incorporated. Next new release is going to be from Thirdera. It's Thirdera Edify, Modernize the Education Experience. I put the in there. Key features: modern omnichannel portal, knowledge and case management, higher education out-of-box workflow, and virtual agent and mobile first. On the technical side, because I just read the functional features, there's SaaS secure architecture, integrated across siloed systems and functions, proactive and predictive capabilities, Now Assist, and optional two-way SMS. There is no screenshots, but a video, so if you're interested in that, go check out that video. Next new release is going to be Varin, Performance HR Service Transformation, Drive Organizational Productivity Through a Service-Led User Experience and Culture and Behavioral Change. Key features: on the functional side, employee landing page guiding access to all HR systems, tools, and knowledge, standard HRSD and custom forms and workflows where relevant to enable user self-service and user experience improvement, case raising, routing and management, service reporting, knowledge base / policy information, service contact channels, chat, digital assistant, voice and feedback / survey, and on the technical side, integration to system of record HR systems, form / workflow data. No screenshots on this one, so we'll head to our last new release, which is going to be X-Type Clone View. Clone faster, work smarter, and achieve more is the tagline for this application. Key features: automated inconsistency identification, runbook suggestions, and streamlined communication. There's a lot more text there that I didn't read, so you may want to go check that out in the key features section. We do have screenshots. First one is a clone overview with a new clone plan and a look a list of source instances and target instances. Next screenshot is a pop-up modal over that screen that I just described. This one's showing a clone plan for a particular date of prod to dev 1. And then on the bottom of it has apps and plugins to restore after the clone. Next screenshot is the clone impact suggestion 1. Looks like it's suggesting what to do with an update set. And a next screenshot is a suggestion to update set missing on source instance, but retrieved exists. That's interesting. So it's looking at what's there, but it's just not committed. Next screenshot is the update sets to backup. And then there's a video demo of the product. And that's what's new from the team at Xtype.io LTD. And that was our new releases, which leaves us with the highlights for this episode. We have 13 of them. We'll start at the top. First up is going to be Akamai Guardicore Segmentation Updated Version 3.51.0. And in this version, they've added the option to create static labels in Guardicore Centra based on either of the following criteria: IP address and MAC address, or IP address and hostname. Introduced the Calculate Labels button, which allows you to know upfront how many labels will be exported from ServiceNow to Guardicore Centra. Optimize the processing of CMDB relationships. For fixes, fixed an issue with limited key fields, fixed an issue related to scheduled jobs for exporting labels, reduced the scope of scanning, removed related labels override, and added help hints when hovering over certain field labels. Modules added to the navigation or application menu for improved troubleshooting. Events displays events generated each time labels are exported, and HTTP request displays HTTP requests sent to Guardicore Centra. And that's what's new from the team at Akamai Technologies Incorporated. Next highlight's going to be from Defender Machine Identity Protection, updated version 7.1.1. And in this version, they allowed domains can be set per TLS protect environment, revocation of old bearer tokens when new set of tokens are obtained, unified the values used for requesting EC certificates, since TLSP data center uses ECC and TLSP cloud uses EC, and some other minor bug fixes in this release. Next up is Meeting Space for You, updated version 2.0.2. And in this version, they allow check-in to the room via the tablet, custom background per room, and badge scanning for check-in and ad hoc meetings. Next, highlights from Nucleus Security, updated version 1.4.0. And this release expands upon the capabilities of both the Nucleus Security application and its interaction with ServiceNow. All task extended tables are now supported, grouped by feature enhancements, additional field mapping options, reducing the need for business rules, and some minor bug fixes. Next up is going to be Process X. Process X was updated to version 2.1.0. And in this version, they have Process X users with access to template creation can create a new Process X standard change template from scratch or a closed Process X change event. Process X users can edit and route standard change templates for approval through an enforced template approval workflow. They can revise existing approved templates with enforced version control and automatic association of the revision to the previous version. They can request an approved template to be retired when it is no longer in use or becomes obsolete. Once obsolete, the system will prevent any users from creating a standard change from that retired template. Users with access to template creation can cancel request cancellation for a template before template approval for a template that was initiated but is no longer needed, and users can create a standard change from an approved template, which pre-populates the change record from the approved template values and enforces a modified workflow specific to the standard change. There are a list of bug fixes as well. I'm not going to read them off to you because it's quite lengthy, but if you're interested, you may want to go check out the fixes that are included in this minor release from the team at USDM Life Sciences. Next up is going to be Securonix app for security incident response, updated version 1.7.0. And in this version, they have bug fixes, restricted violation events data fetching up to 7 days, and immediate ingestion of violation events in SIR or security incident response creation from threats in Securonix incident. Next highlight is going to be Service Graph Connector for Bionic, updated version 1.0.16. And in this version, with the Washington DC release, the Service Graph Connector for Bionic now integrates with ServiceNow's Common Connection Integration Framework. Guided setup update, connection module addition, and there's a new flow action for test Bionic connection to simplify testing of the Bionic API connection and return full response details to the Bionic Service Graph Connection record. New are some additional enhancements. Deployment processes can now import serial numbers for technology types such as databases. Added MS SQL as a new technology type mapped to the Microsoft MS SQL servers table. And changed target class of NGINX technologies types from NGINX web servers to NGINX load balancers. And an issue resolve added additional validation during deployment import to ensure association with a valid Bionic service already imported. Let's see, next highlight on our list is going to be Service Graph Connector for Dragos, updated version 1.0.37. And in this version, with the Washington DC release, the Service Graph Connector for Dragos integration now utilizes the Common Connection Integration Framework, updated components, Dragos SG Alias Widget, SG Dragos Connection Manager, a script include, Test Dragos Connection, a data stream action, and Connections module. So kind of similar to the last one we just saw, but for a different application, and that's from Dragos Inc. Next highlight's going to be T-Systems Connector. It was updated to version 2.2.318, and in this version, they have some minor changes. Enhancement, ICU cost center, new table structure creation, implement functionality for cost center updated operation. Let's see here, business rules, looks like it were updated. Trigger outbound, add change cost center, get cost center data JSON, add bonded value, clear pending deletion, and check duplicate ICU cost center. System property, some script includes, another enhancement for ICU cost center, resend UI action on cost center mapping form. Implement the ICU cost center mapping during the user creation. ICU cost center update the existing logic to send the cost center information. ICU cost center remove cost center. Let's see what else. Enhancement how to trigger user related cost center. These notes just keep going, which I love. ICU cost center detection after remove cost center. Enhancement for improvement in connector for Allen load filter for message stream and a bond table. A bug fix communication channel problem with special characters. And then a bug fix for process control fix error message on incoming message. And that's what's new in the minor release with a bunch of details from the team at T-Systems International GmbH. Next highlight's going to be Velocity Smart Collect, updated version 5.2.0. And in this one, they have general enhancements. Multiple item vends are now possible with IDEA series devices. Enhanced stock page performance. Loan item requests now allow a due date selection in addition to fixed interval. Various updates to email notifications. Vending stock table visibility is extended to asset admin role as well. Application version is available on settings and support page. Customizable pop-up messages on selecting assets to be stocked to avoid user error. Locker records are now audited. Parcel use catalog items allow for an out-of-the-box description field. Loan item return reminders are now handled by a dedicated flow. Parcel use cases are available via the Velocity standalone portal. LREQ model field is now consistently populated. And additional application properties surfaced on settings and support page for clarity. There were 3 bug fixes. Fix the occasional empty open buy on L requests or REQs. Resolved issue with processing barcode images for email notifications, and flag duplication defect for element series lockers has been resolved. Quite a mouthful, but hey, love the detailed release notes from the team at Velocity Smart Technology Ltd. Next up is going to be vulnerability response integration with Armis, updated version 1.0 or 1.1.08 for compatibility, Washington, D.C. Enhancements, AQL querying enhancement, and extended import columns. This affected some system properties, some SIP script includes, and 2 tables that you may be interested in. So that's what's new from the team at Armis Inc. Next up is going to be Zoom In, updated version 7.7.5. And in this version, table to attach documentation records, extended Zoom In API for Zoom In custom component, and some minor bug fixing. Last highlights also going to be from the team at Zoom In Software Ltd. That's Zoom In for Agent Workspace, updated version 1.1.0. And in this version, you can attach/unattach knowledge articles and documentation records, and some design adjustments in this version. And that, my friends, my followers, is our entire episode. You have just seen or heard 10 new releases, 13 highlights, 11 compatibility updates, 13 minor updates, 1 fix, and 5 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.